Prolexic recently released its Global Distributed Denial of Service, or DDoS, attack report for the fourth quarter of 2013. The report spotlights a notable denial of service attack campaign that shows how sophisticated hackers use multiple types of DDoS attacks in a single campaign in an effort to cause an outage at the target website. In this case, the attackers used a dozen different DDoS attacks and every device at their disposal, including mobile phones belonging to other people. The attack targeted a global financial firm and was ultimately unsuccessful because Prolexic engineers blocked it at every turn, but it is an interesting attack to examine. Multi-vector DDoS attack campaigns make DDoS mitigation more difficult and make it less likely that the attack can be blocked with automated equipment. Such a complex attack as this one requires that the DDoS mitigation team track thousands of details and fight the attack on multiple fronts all at once. In this case, the attacks continued for 4 days, during which time Prolexic DDoS mitigation experts monitored and responded to the campaign minute by minute, day and night. Every time the attack changed, Prolexic DDoS mitigation engineers crafted a response to block the new attack signature. It was interesting to see that the mobile phones were a significant source of attack traffic. The use of mobile devices is a new trend for DDoS attacks. The attack campaign spanned the globe, with Asian botnets playing a large role. Although botnets are usually formed when servers and personal computers are infected with a Trojan virus or other malware, thus causing them to become unwitting participants in a botnet. In this case, supporters actually lent their computing power to the attackers willingly by running a tool called the Low Orbit Ion Cannon. In addition, attack signatures matching an Android app called Andocid and another Android app called Mobile Loic or Mobile Low Orbit Ion Cannon. At the time of the attack, Mobile Loic could be downloaded from the official Google Play App Store. The campaign involved at least 12 different attacks, some of which attempted to take down the target by overwhelming the network interfaces, while others struck at web applications. You can learn more about the attacks in this campaign and global DDoS attack trends in the full fourth quarter 2013 global DDoS attack report from Prolexic. Download it from Prolexic website at www.prolexic.com/attack reports. That is www.prolexic.com/attack reports.